Good morning, everyone. Today is the 6th of May, Friday morning. TGIF, right? Well, I hope you're having a good week so far and you're ready for the weekend. And if you have a full-time job, I know you're looking forward to a little respite. I know, because I used to look forward to Fridays. Today I want to talk about something a little bit different. And that is, are we focusing on our Creator or are we focusing on creation? Some people love creation. I do. I think God's creation is beautiful. I like to go out in the mountains and look at the beautiful streams and see the deer and the elk and the raccoons and the bobcats and the red foxes and the gray foxes and the eagles and the doves and the quail and all of that stuff. But if all of our focus is on God's creation and not on God, there's a problem. Can we make creation an idol? That's my question. Can we make creation an idol? There's this gal on YouTube. Her handle is Itchy Boots. And she got a double master's degree in chemistry, I believe it was, in physics or whatever. And then she was going to go for a PhD. Well, you know what she had endorsed to be able to get that far. She had endorsed Darwinian evolutionary theory. She had to, but she started getting interested in backpacking, and then she got a motorcycle, and she's traveled all over the world looking at creation, observing creation. And she's got 350,000 subscribers. Okay. Now on my YouTube channel, I got 265 subscribers. What a difference. 265 versus 350,000. Itchy Boots. Well, are we spending all of our time worshiping God's creation? Or are we spending our time worshiping the Creator? That's my question this morning. You know, Romans 1 says they worship the creation more than the Creator, who's God blessed forever. Amen. And God gave them over to reprobate minds to do those things which are unseemly. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God to declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in him. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. To him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. I just read Psalm 85:10, Isaiah 45:21, Isaiah 42:21, 2 Corinthians 5:19, Romans 3:25, and 26, Isaiah 53:5, Romans 8:33, and Romans 4:5. Beloved, now we are the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. As we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. If the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. 1 Corinthians 15:35, 1 John 3:2, 1 Corinthians 13:45, 1 Corinthians 15:5-6, and Romans 8:11. Well, this morning, let us focus on our Savior, on our Redeemer, and on our Creator, and not on creation only. Some people spend millions of dollars. This Itchy Boots, she made a lot of money in gold, and she spent it all in 2 years. She said she had made enough money that she could have retired, but she took out, and she spent all that money in 2 years. Is that idolatry? That's my question. Is that idolatry? Well, you know, Mark and Rosette and I love listening to the old hymns. The old hymns exalt Jesus Christ. They exalt the Redeemer. They exalt our Savior, our Lord, our Creator. You know? And so God has made all things. He's created all things for himself. By him and for him are all things created that are in heaven and in earth. There's a song, "This is my Father's world." You know? And creation, it wasn't created for us. It was created for him. We just get the benefits of looking at this marvelous creation, right? So this morning, that's kind of what's been on my mind is, you know, I know that people spend a lot of time hunting God's creation, fishing, going on cruises looking at his creation, go on these long hikes, you know, hiking through the woods, looking at his creation, which is all right. Flying around, looking at his creation. Going to different countries. You don't have to spend a lot of money anymore to travel. All you have to do is go on the internet and go to YouTube and put what country you want to go to. But let us be reminded that the Creator is more relevant and more important than God's creation. You know, do we have an interest in having a, you know, people talk about having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. All of God's elect have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, that we might be known of him, not having our own righteousness, but having the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. Well, I hope you have a good weekend this weekend, and let us remember to exalt and glorify and honor and worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God bless.